This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Former Squirrel Nut zipper Tom Maxwell is with us today. He is perhaps best known for this song. Hell is a song that became a hit that launched the Chapel Hill band Squirrel Nut Zippers to stardom. Song on the album called Hot, released 15 years ago this month. Tom Maxwell left the Zippers. He's about to release his second solo record called Kingdom Come. CD release party tonight, 8 o'clock, Motorco in Durham. Tom Maxwell joins me in the studio today. Welcome back. Tom, good to have you here.
Frank, it's great to see you again.
And you brought some pals with you. Tom's
I did.
Playing acoustic guitar and singing, and with him, Jill Christensen on the accordion. As my grandmother used to say, on the accordion. Mark Simonson's going to play the electric guitar and the vibes, and F.J. Vintry is on the stand-up bass. Welcome to all of you as well. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Frank.
Tom, tell us about this album. Long time in the making?
It's my second solo album. I released my first one 10 years ago, so I figured it was time for another one, whether people were ready or not. I made this record when my son was being treated for leukemia, so I was working a job and I didn't really have a career of sorts. I was just doing what I needed to do to make sure that my son, you know, got through that process. And he's great. His treatment ended a year ago, so he's 8 years old and he's kicking butt. But I had a batch of songs and I really booked some sessions at Mark Simonson's studio in Durham, Studio M, really just for my own mental health. Because, yeah. Like, one day, you know, one afternoon I could go in with a bunch of pals and, you know, we would, you know, record stuff live or work up a song, arrange a song and record it in 45 minutes. And that feeling that you get when something is coming together and sounds really good is so...
But these songs, and just to make sure we're clear on that, Eston is doing well.
He is absolutely doing great. He kicked it.
Good deal.
The odds of this particular cancer coming back are remote.
So these songs are mostly in the aftermath of that, or were they written before and after?
These songs were written in the middle.
In the middle of that.
So what I'm telling people is that this is my wife leaves, kid gets cancer record, and I only intend on making one.
I hope there's only one, but let's hear some of it right now, can we?
Well, yeah. We're going to do a song actually that has nothing to do with any of that. It's called Jacob Marley.
All right.
Marley is my favorite... fictional character, because he gets his entrance is through a locked door, his jaw flies off while he's screaming about socialism, and then he flies out through an open window. So, you know, I really identify with the guy, especially these times.
Yeah.
Jacob Marley. One, two, one, two, three. Brother Rabbit went to market. Went to markets, cause the cupboard's bare, but all they sell is little scraps of plastic. So Rabbit's back in bed. Sister Bluebird joined the army. It ain't easy, but it's a steady job. Now they've shipped her off into a desert, but at least her kids are fed. And his offer was a bailout plan. Never mind, he'll get what he's got coming. Just do the best you can. Riff. That's all right. Talk to me. Thank you.
Take a Marley through a window pane. He appeared to talk about our business, but he won't come back again. And it's hard times, yes, it's a hard time, when you're reaping what you didn't sow. Just remember when you hit the bottom that there's just one way to go.
Tom Maxwell live on the State of Things from his latest CD, Kingdom Come. That's a song called Jacob Marley. Tom's going to be at Motoko tonight in Durham, 8 o'clock for a release party. Jacob Marley, you think we're living in Christmas past?
Lord.
Christmas past has come again, hasn't it?
You know, it's so depressing to see how some people in our society are trying to get back to a Dickensian world.
Yeah.
And yes.
It is. It's a nostalgia for the most horrible nightmare in all literature, and we somehow are nostalgic for it. Isn't that
for,
right?
For little dying match girls.
Bring it back.
Yes, why not? You know, if they would rather die, Frank, they had better be quick about it and reduce the surplus population.
There was a little gem in the legislature last week. There's been a bill for a long time in the state of North Carolina. If you're poor, you can get a free fishing license. Everybody's agreed that's a good idea, right?
Because it's true. If you teach a man to fish.
And so it's been true, except there was one lawmaker, a senator, who decided that poor people shouldn't be getting – why are they getting these benefits? So he actually introduced a bill that failed. The bill failed to take away these free fishing licenses from poor people because he said they've got flat screen TVs and cell phones and why on earth should we be giving them something else like a free fishing license?
One, it's not a benefit. It's an entitlement.
It's an entitlement. And then they get used to it. And then, you know, instead of
you know how those people are.
They'd be out fishing instead of taking a third job and paying their medical bills.
Yes, exactly.
Like
so I think his proposal was actually to feed poor people to the fish.
But it did. If you teach a man to think like a fish,
yes,
he'll make it to the North Carolina Senate soon.
And he'll poop in the water.
And you know what we're
I don't know where we're going with this.
No, we weren't going there until you said that. How about another song?
Okay.
It did fail. So free fishing licenses, still good in North Carolina.
I'd like to dedicate this song to that gentleman. And to you, actually, Frank. This song goes out to you by request. This is a song called Ham. I wrote it hungover on a hotel bed in Nashville, Tennessee. And that was perfectly appropriate. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. In a line at Wiggly Piggly, she was morbidly obese, and the moo-moo draped around her while it flapped above her knees. And I was the kid at the cashier's, fumbling for change, and as I counted pennies, something happened mighty strange. A ham fell out of her dress and it plopped onto the floor. And Frank, it was a big one, 20 pounds or more. And while we stood there gawking, slack-jawed in surprise, well, she whipped around and demanded. There was defiance in her eyes. Who threw that ham at me? You throw that ham at me. I was minding my own business when it landed at my feet. Must be some kind of crime. It happens all the time. So go ahead and drop a dime. Who threw that ham at me? Yes, sir! Well, I grew up into hard times, and who would have thunk? And people, I ain't no alcoholic, but I'm definitely a drunk.
I'll be your friend long as you're buying the best you've ever had. But in the morning I've just one question about why I feel so bad. Who threw that ham at me? You throw that ham at me. And is there some kind of strange attraction between linoleum and meat? They keep on flying at me with unnerving frequency, and I guess I'll never see who threw that ham at me.
Tom Maxwell, the song is Ham. The CD is called Kingdom Come. With Tom today, Jill Christensen, F.J. Ventry, and Mark Simonson, all here today. That is the first song we've done on this show, I think. We'll check with the staff. But I believe the first song we've ever done about a ham falling from a woman's muumuu.
It's, you know, it's a suburban myth, or an urban myth. You know that, right?
About the ham that falls out of the muumuu?
That's right.
I didn't. So this
no,
is
it's an urban myth. It's actually, yeah.
Made it on the internet.
I wish that I had come up with it, but it's been around for a long time.
Although I do believe for a long time you thought it actually did occur and that it happened to you.
No.
No.
Well, the store, by the way, is Piggly Wiggly, you know that.
Well, I didn't want to get sued.
Wiggly Piggly.
Also, I think Wiggly Piggly is more sort of thematically.
It is funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the songs on this CD, Kingdom Come, that's a funny one. And,
yeah.
And I love, but a lot of them dark, a lot of different genres, lots of good stuff going on.
This is typical for me, you know. I tend to cook gumbos, basically.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, I will employ. There's a couple of songs on here. In fact, the first two that we just played that I think are pretty much a slave to the genre. So the first song is as close as, you know, we're ever going to get to, like, the Benny Goodman Sextet and that great band with Lionel Hampton and Charlie Christian and those guys. And then Ham is very much like, I want it to be like a song that George Jones would have done when he was on the Mercury label in the 50s. I call it, like, hardcore honky-tonk. And then beyond that, it's more just something that comes out of my mind and through a guitar and sounds
or
like something that falls out of my muumuu. Did you throw that ham at me? See, this is what we used to say in the Zippers when we were hungover the next day after overindulging. It would be like, man, who threw that ham at me? And it's very useful because you can never take responsibility for your own actions, yeah. Anthony Weiner.
Do you?
You just can't do it, man. Like, somebody set me up.
Is that your ham? Or
yes.
So now, before we go any further with that, you are writing a memoir as well.
I am. I'm writing a memoir.
Follow Tom on Twitter.
So I started. Doing public speaking for the Leinberger Comprehensive Cancer Center because I was so glad that my son is alive and I wanted to give back. And I was featured speaker for their donor luncheon, and it was, you know, a bunch of rich people in a room, and I talked to them, and I talked to them about the experience, and I thanked them for indirectly helping save my son's life, and I exhorted them to give more money. And afterwards, my son said, are we famous? And something clicked in my head. And what it was is that after his treatment ended last year, he had a really hard time emotionally, and no one was prepared because when it was time for him to stop taking chemo, everyone was just jubilant. Oh, my God. Thank God it's done. But, you know, his life changed so instantly when he was 3, and then he adopted strategies that worked well under the circumstances but didn't help him to integrate, and he enjoyed the attention and the dispensation. He kind of sort of signed up to some idea of, I guess, exceptionalism or at least exemption. And he loved the drugs they gave him when they knocked him out to do a spinal tap. He really didn't care about the spinal tap, but he was digging the drugs. And then just as precipitously as it started, we were like, okay, you're done. It's over. It's time to be normal. And he had a hard time with it. And his reaction was one of like resentment, basically, and frustration. And that reaction I identified with completely because that's what I went through, you know, when the rock star thing ended. It's exactly parallel, and there are a lot more parallels as well. So I am now that I'm able to articulate it, I'm writing a memoir, and it bounces back and forth between, you know, we're at a meeting with the record label and they say you have a hit song, and everybody knew what that meant except us, and then I'm in the clinic at UNC, and they're telling me my son has leukemia, and everyone in the clinic knows what that means except me. And so this is the book that I am writing.
We are looking forward to that and looking forward to your performance tonight at Motorco.
I would like to say, if I may, can I talk about the Kickstarter
thing?
Oh,
yes, yeah.
So Kickstarter is this online thing. It's very cool. Yeah. It's sort of micro-funding for people who are doing art projects. And I've got a Kickstarter campaign going for this book. So people can go to Kickstarter.org, I think, and look me up, Tom Maxwell. And if they would like, they can donate everything from $1 to $1 million, and that would be cool.
And the thing is, you sort of raise a certain amount.
You have to raise a certain amount or you get nothing.
Or you get nothing. So if you get that amount, and then that helps you be able to sit back and write
this book.
This
is buying me time to
–
yeah, I've written 120 pages. I've got about half of it sort of in some kind of shape, and then I'm also working on getting agency and finding a publishing house or whatever one does. It's kind of like being in the music business, except I hope people aren't quite as alcoholic and mean.
I want to thank you for being on the show and recovering right before our very eyes. We appreciate that. Good to see you. The CD is called Kingdom Come. Tom Maxwell is going to be at Motorco tonight. Show starts at 8 o'clock. He is with me today on The State of Things with Jill Christensen on accordion, F.J. Ventry on the stand-up bass, and Mark Simonson is playing the xylophone and the guitar. This is The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacia. Once again, Tom Maxwell.
You've got one or two rows, that's why it's breaking your bones. And one row to hoe, that's why you wake up alone.